Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. In this episode of the series Flying Solo with attorney Bernie Kempen, we discuss setting up a successful solo practitioner office.
You know, what I wanted to do, Haley, is just share a tip with some lawyers, you know, and I don't mean to be paternalistic in this, but importantly, it's for the client to understand how the lawyer's office is set up to best serve their needs. You know, lawyers tend to have an exalted image of themselves and think they are owed a living. Not so, you know, they really are in the client service business. And so are the courts, by the way, but they're lagging in their ideas of how to best serve the public. Obviously, they're going to keep working on it. You know, the pandemic has taught us a few things. I mean, everybody is now doing a kind of a Monday morning quarterback after the pandemic, not that it's over by any means, but it has taught us to work from different locations. And, you know, a lot of focus has been on the fact of how that suits the person working from home. But you don't hear a lot of talk about how it is conducive to client service. You know, as far as client service is concerned, the client wants to know how efficient the attorney is. You can get a lot of brilliant attorneys, and there are a lot of brilliant attorneys, but if they don't run an efficient office, or their office isn't set up to serve their client's needs from a client service point of view, then their brilliance is a waste. You know, the media depicts lawyers as clever, and people think that people know that lawyers have gone to school for umpteen years. Doesn't necessarily mean that the attorney is intimidating, but clients have a certain amount of anxiety. Especially in family law, if you make an appointment to see an attorney and you actually have to get in your car, and you got to go to the office and you have to walk in and you don't know what you expect. You don't know whether the staff are going to treat you as some kind of a diseased person whose marriage has just failed. So there's a lot of anxiety associated with setting up a new client consultation. You know, they come in with a bunch of documents they don't understand. The best thing I can do for a client is to take the documents away from them. Then they feel, oh, at least now I don't have to deal with it. So when it comes to doing Zoom interviews with clients, it's easier for the client to participate in those. They could do it from the comfort of their home. They don't have to totally focus on their appearance. They only have to focus on face up, you know. And also it really helps when we can share documents. It's easy for me to show a client how to figure out what their child support calculations are going to be, or how we intend to edit a document. We can actually do it live so that they could, you know, I have my paralegal join me sometimes on the Zoom, and we edit it in real time in front of the client. And that's not easy to do in an office setting. As easy to do. You can do it, but it's not as easy. The other thing that one can do, some clients like to have personal contact with a lawyer. You know, I try to actually discourage it, really, because it's not all that effective. But sometimes they do that. They do need that kind of in-person contact. You can have virtual offices. I have a virtual office in San Francisco. I have a virtual office in Modesto, where you know, I pay a nominal amount, and if I have to come in and use the conference room facilities, then you know, I pay an hourly rate at a very reasonable. Now, I still maintain my office, but I haven't had a live client in my office now for about 18 months. I think what's really happened is I do have some clients who just come to the door to pick up something or to drop something off. That's really what the office is nowadays. It's really just kind of a post office. my conference room is now a gym for me and my family and staff if they want to come in and use it. It's still important, though, to maintain an office in the way that is conducive to a client if they do come in. And also, you know, if you are going to have your client come into the office and talk to them, sit in an armchair. Don't sit behind that power desk. That desk is something that's intimidating and causes a client to be afraid. The way to also make your office conducive to client service is to have your paralegal staff be the daily case manager. The thing about attorneys is that the biggest complaint is that they don't return phone calls. You have to get back to your clients within a day at the most, or somebody from the office needs to do that. And the paralegal is more able to do that because they have the details of the client's cases at their fingertips. Clients seem to be more confident when both you and your paralegal sit in on a case, and I make sure that they know that they're not going to get charged for both of us. They're only going to get charged by rate for that particular consult. And people then also say, what about depositions? Well, you know, depositions you can do virtually. There's no downside to doing depositions virtually. And if necessary, you know, if there's a volume of documents that need to be handled for some reason, you can always do it at the deposition court reporter's office. They always have setups for that kind of thing. The last thing I wanted to say was a lot of people will say you're a fool to answer your own phone. Why would you answer your own phone if you could bill at $500 an hour and you can pay somebody $20 an hour to answer your phone? I'll tell you why. The reason is that the clients are happy that they're not going to get put on hold before getting put through to you, or not being put through to you because you happen to be not available, number one. And I know best how to control my calendar. I know how to deal with this particular incoming call. There's always voicemail. If it goes to voicemail, then I can listen to the voicemail and I know exactly how to address the issue when I call back. I like to be in control of the conversation. So I answer my own phone. I do have a spam blocker. And if something goes to spam, I'll go and check it out and I'll call that person back. I'll say, sorry, your call got intercepted. How can I help you? So Haley, it was a pleasure to talk with you again. And I look forward to the next episode. And I hope you all look forward to flying solo with Attorney Bernie.